The city is temporarily contracting with Anchorage-based Aquila Incorporated as the two assess whether Aquila would officially take over operation and ownership of Gateway. During the city's due diligence review of the potential transfer, city staff began investigating a potential financial obligation to the state's Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS. City Finance Director Bob Newell says the city would likely be required to pay additional money into PERS if it withdraws the Gateway employees from the state's retirement system.
Apparently, with the passing of Senate Bill 125 a couple of years ago, we're now required to pay termination costs when we take a significant portion of our employees out of the PERS program. And so we were instructed by the state to hire their actuary to do what's called a termination study. And the consultant prepared the termination study and came up with an estimated liability of about $1.38 million is what it would cost to pull nine Gateway employees from the PERS plan.
In addition to the $1.38 million, Newell says the city would be required to make ongoing payments of around $82,000 annually for past service costs over the next 20 years. In a memo to the city council, city manager Carl Amelon said staff was not expecting termination costs of this magnitude. Newell says city staff is looking at a second option in which they would declare the nine Gateway positions vacant.
The city is going to be entering into an agreement, possibly with Aquila, to operate Gateway Center for Human Services. We're not really sure if that arrangement is going to work for both the city and Aquila. So the thought was that we would not necessarily pull the positions out of PERS, but we would wait and see how things turned out, because once we pull the positions out and we pay the termination fee, we cannot get a refund. So the thought was that we would hold the position, you know, in reserve and see how things work out. And if they work out, then it's fine. If it doesn't work out, then we would go ahead and just reinstate the positions, assuming that the city council wanted to continue to operate Gateway Center for Human Services.
Under that scenario, the city would only be required to pay a maximum of $97,000 annually. That's until the city's total gross salaries and PERS equaled the total amount of the city's annual gross PERS salary for the last year that included the nine Gateway positions. With wage increases and the hiring of new employees, the payment would likely only be made for a couple of years. However, staff is cautioning that PERS audits municipal payrolls, and it is possible that an auditor would determine that the positions were actually eliminated this year. If that were the case, the city would be forced to pay retroactive termination charges. The expense of paying for the PERS termination costs could be offset somewhat, as the city would no longer be required to use city coffers to subsidize Gateway operations. Newell says that subsidy has grown over the years.
Definitely what has happened is the city council has funded Gateway's operations to the tune of about $700,000 for the last couple of years from hospital sales tax. So that, in essence, is pretty much how much extra money we've had to put in order to pay the bills at Gateway Center for Human Services. What has happened in the last couple of years with the decline in state grant revenues and also decline in charges of services that we were billing, that subsidy was actually starting to increase. And we were reaching a point of almost $1.2 million.
The city would be the first municipality subject to the new statute. As such, Amelon is suggesting the city look at soliciting legal counsel. He is also suggesting the city consider hiring an independent actuary to review the termination cost study for the Gateway employees. The Ketchikan City Council would have the final say on the transfer of Gateway from the city to Aquila. City staff is recommending that the transfer could occur by May 1st. PERS termination costs could also come into play if the city decides to sell the KPU Telecommunications Division. Knoll says he does not know what the cost would be of terminating the KPU employees from the retirement system. Termination costs vary for employees depending on what tier of the state retirement system they fall under. City voters are slated to consider the sale of the KPU Telecommunications Division during a special election on April 6th. Knoll says a full PERS termination cost for the KPU employees would be determined before any sale were finalized. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.